Maybe just talk about your father a bit. You know, since he's passed, maybe you can speak for him a bit about his career and all the things that he saw during his lifetime.
Oh, I wish I had all the pictures. Well, he, like I said, he's done a lot. They dredged the whole Hudson River, and they dredged all over the Great Lakes. They did the St. Lawrence Seaway.
He worked for Great Lakes dredging his entire career?
Yeah. I think he started out as a welder. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up underwater welding, and then he was a captain. You know, that's what he was doing. No, he was captain, then he became a supervisor for the whole unit. I gotta take this thing off.
So he did underwater welding?
Yep, underwater welding.
So that's in like scuba gear and
yeah,
everything?
He had 8 tanks on his back.
Wow. And that must have been pretty early on in
yeah.
technology
yeah.
wise.
Yeah. Which they still do it now.
Yeah.
But
it's dangerous work.
Right? Yeah. And it, you know, he taught me how to weld, and I've taught people how to weld. I learned a lot from him as far as working on the water, but I've been to a lot of schools. I've been to about 50 or 60 technical schools. You know,
learning taking classes.
Yeah, it's all in there.
So you've had to keep up, keep recertifying and keep up with the increased?
Well, no, not the only thing we had to recertify in was firefighting. Every 5 years you had to renew your Coast Guard license and you had to do a refresher firefighting course, mm-hmm. which is good.
Have you done any of that here?
No. Yeah, I got here in April. I've been working the rivers, but then I got here in April, and I retired in April. Mm-hmm. So.
How do you like living around here as opposed to all the other places you've been and seen?
Well, that's what's kind of strange, too. You know, I've been all over the world, seen the pyramids, and been in every state in the United States and every port in the United States, and I ended up in Calvert, Kentucky. I can't figure that one out, but it's it's nice. I've met a lot of good people, got a lot of good friends here too. Uh-huh. And it's country. I like country because I'm from the country. Right. So this is where I'm going to stay.
Do you still feel connected to the river? Because it's so close by.
And I've also got an opportunity, to get back into the engineering part. You know, with Steve, I'm going to meet him tomorrow at the college.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, he's telling me about the college.
Yeah, they're looking for an instructor.
Good.
A marine engineer for this. You know, so I want to check, see what that's going to consist of.
Yeah. So,
and also, Chaps told me that there's some of the bigger companies like Ingram and AEP, they're calling in retired chiefs and captains to make a couple, 2-3 trips a year. Mm-hmm. So, I'm up for that.
Right. So, yeah. So you still have the desire to get back out?
Oh yeah.
But it would be rivers, not going to Egypt or anything.
Well, I couldn't renew my license, so I couldn't get my blue water. I couldn't get my documentation from the Coast Guard.
So you could go anywhere.
Yeah, down here on the river system, you don't have to have a license to be an engineer.
Okay.
But blue water in the Great Lakes, you have to have a Coast Guard Z card and a license, which I don't have. They expired. And with my health, I don't think I would be able to get it again.
If you could, would you want to go out on the blue water again?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'd leave right now. Just take the truck home.
Yeah.